You could say that it has to be fixed by the playoffs, sure, but the fact that it still was the eighth straight game where Mahomes threw a pick, that's what's wild about what we just discussed about the margin of victory, is that they're still turning the ball over too much, and yet they're 7-0 and they're winning by comfortable margins. We all know one thing that was the same last year is they turned the ball over too much, and then in the game against the Dolphins, wild card weekend. And of course, against Buffalo and against the Ravens and again in the Super Bowl against the Niners, what did they not do really? They didn't turn the ball over. And so that if you're asking and why this team can continue to get better and how it's very fair to say they're one of the handful of teams that you can still say are not playing their best football, yeah. But yet they're in the playoff picture. The Chiefs are one of the two or three teams maybe that can say that they're not playing their best, and yet they're in a playoff position. And the Chiefs, of course, are the last remaining undefeated team in football. And they're right away easily right away. Turnovers are the one thing you can point to, right? Like that's the
easiest fix for getting more points. It's eight straight games with a Mahomes pick. Eight. I mean, dude, that's look, we come on the show. We're pretty optimistic about this team. No reason not to be. They're 7-0. They won 13 straight games. They're back-to-back Super Bowl champions. I understand all the things that go in their favor. This is nuts. Get this in check. This is too many turnovers. I know every year you can explain away a few. I'll explain away a few on behalf of Patrick Mahomes, right? Like the ones that went off Kadarius Toney's hand last year for a pick. He didn't have anything to do with that. That's cool. I got it. There's always two, three, four. I'd say, hey, man, not on you. It's cool. But like last week's, I still argue is. And you'd be like, but how? He got unlucky. His arm got knocked as he was getting a wrench up. He stood back there for 10 seconds in the back of his own end zone and tried to wrench back a throw to go deep down the field. You just ain't got that kind of time. Know your personnel. Know the trouble your left and right tackles had had. I'm just, no offense. In that drive, Wanye Morris had been called for two different holding penalties that backed him up. Know the position. Know where you're at. That throw was too risky for that time. That interception is on him, whether his arm got knocked or not. Now, in the previous week, right, one got batted at the line of scrimmage. I don't really, whatever, bad luck. Oops, right? So what? But eight straight games. You didn't accidentally throw eight straight games with an interception.
Yeah.
And about half of those are multi-interception games. So even if one of those in the game is kind of, they've got to find a way to control that. I think it's them still trying to get... I think this is actually weapons-related, in fairness. I think some of this is just talent. The man has to throw the ball into tighter windows than he should have to throw the ball into sometimes or hold onto the ball later. I think this is like the left tackle, causes problems, the wide receiver stuff, like all that kind of adds into this.
I think it's more the old line thing than the throwing into tight windows. If anything, he's acknowledged that he's not trusted himself to throw it into tight windows enough. Like, I actually think that's been the problem at times, is that that's not something that he has been doing all that often. I think if you're saying the biggest reason for some of the interceptions that we've seen this year is that the lack of trust because of the concerns at the left and right tackle position, although I still think Ruan Taylor was better on Sunday than people give him credit for. I think the left tackle spot, of course, with Wanye Morris is the problem. I think that's probably like where I would put at the top of the list of why we're seeing this. I mean, wasn't it just a week or so ago Mahomes was asked about the red zone issues, but also some of the turnovers post bye week. And he said something along the lines of, you know, not throwing and trusting himself to throw in the tight windows as much as he should. I don't think it's forcing it into tight windows. I don't think he's trusted himself and has done that enough.
Yeah, I think that's probably some of it. I think some of it is probably just getting used to, again, Gold, the deep passing game that didn't exist for a number of other times and all the stuff that will kind of come into that. So some of it is certainly that back into it. But I mean, it's a lot of interceptions in a row. It's an unignorable amount at this point.
Yeah. By the way, Patrick Mahomes will be on the drive this afternoon right here on your home for the Chiefs 96.5 The Fan. So I believe in the 3 o'clock hour today.
So I think obviously, you know, he's throwing those picks there. Is the fact that they're winning the games, I don't know if it's just me. Does it seem like the defense is forcing more turnovers where they're making a big-time play, whether it's the fumble recovery for the touchdown against the Bengals, whether it's forcing Purdy to throw all those intercepts? Because I don't know if you would have said last year, hey, Mahomes did not play very well. He threw two picks or whatever it was against the Niners, and they won by 10 points. I don't think last year, if you'd have said that, they would have, because they didn't force turnovers. They were really good last year, obviously, but they didn't force the turnovers like they are this year. I don't know if it's any how much different it is compared to last year, but to me, it seems like the defense is when Mahomes makes a mistake, they're able to get the ball back in a way by forcing the turnover themselves. It seems like they've been able to do that better this year.
They're middle of the road right now in takeaways per game. They're tied for 16th. 1.1 is per game.
Remember where they were last year?
2023, they were at 1.1. So technically, they're actually at the exact same for now.
I don't know if it just seems that way, but...
I mean, if obviously this past week's game, they just had a goal line stand, right? Like following the turnover. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what it feels like. We all agree the defense is better. But in terms of actual takeaways per game, it averages out to so far the exact same. Now, their last three games, maybe this is what you're talking about, Drew. Last three, it's 1.7 instead of 1.1. And so maybe that's what you're getting. The last three games they have in like one
like the Purdy picks and then the forced fumbles. I mean, yeah, they.
Green Bay is number one in the league. The only AFC team, there's only a couple of AFC teams. In the playoff picture that I see, Pittsburgh is the top AFC team in takeaways, it looks like, so far this year.
I think, honestly, a huge part of the issue, at least at the moment, is some of those picks that are happening in the line of scrimmage. I think he's had three this year knocked down by defensive linemen, right, that are picked up in the air. Why do you think that they're able to put their hands up? They don't have a mid-range jumper. Everything is close to the line of scrimmage. Their average yards per attempt are way down. People can pick on you a little bit in that. The early part of the season, this probably goes back to the thing we were just talking about. The early part of the season, I thought he made a couple throws. You're like, woof, right? Goldweck, where he just threw him to the arms of a linebacker he didn't see underneath. The interceptions don't seem to be coming that way anymore, right? The Cam Taylor Britt one or whatever, that's just a good athletic play. Worthy could have maybe helped him by trying to knock that ball down, but just a good athletic play, so what? I don't feel bad about those. The interceptions you have to avoid are the early season ones where, like, he's just thrown it to a guy he straight up doesn't see or holds onto the ball too long in a decision where he has to handle those things differently. Those are the things I think you want to see improve.